This is Airwave Superstars. Welcome to our show.
This is DJ Superstars. Welcome to our show.
This is Airwave Superstars. Welcome to our show.
It's me, DJ Smashbang. Welcome to the show.
Hi, this is DJ Pat. Today me and Jess will be talking.
Hi, this is DJ Pat. Welcome to Airwave Superstars.
This is DJ Kyle. Welcome to Airwave Superstars.
Hey, my name is DJ Ann.
Ann, you're happy with that laugh?
Yes.
All right. What do you say we get started here?
Okay.
What do you say we get started?
Okay.
Once? Yeah, right now.
More laughing?
Oh, yeah, let's. All right, stop horsing around. All right, it's time to get going. For real. That's all right. Who put the bump and the bump ba bump ba bump? And who put the ram and the ram a lamming ding dong? Who even comes up to these lyrics anyway? Who put the bop and the bop su bop su bop? Who put the dip and the dip 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 a dip? Yeah, these lyrics are pretty silly. I'm dipping out. Yeah.
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me. Who put the bump in the bump a bump a bomb? Who put the rhyme in the ram-a-lam-a ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop shabop shabop? Who put the dip in the dip dip dip? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me. When my baby heard bomp a bomp a bomp a, every word went right into her heart. And when she heard them singing ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding-dong, she said we'd never have to part. So who put the bomp in the bomp a bomp a bomp? Who put the rhyme in the ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? Who put the bop in the bop shabop shabop? Who put the dip in the dip dip dip? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me. Yeah. Each time that we're alone, boogity 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 shoot, sets my baby's heart all aglow. And every time we dance to dip 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 dip, she always says she loves me so. So who put the bop in the bop a bop a bop? Who put the rhyme in the ram-a-lam-a-ding-dong? Who put the bop in the bop shoo-bop shoo-bop? Who put the dip in the dip 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 dip? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me.
Darling, bum ba ba bum, ba bum ba bum bum, and my honey, ram-a-lam-a ding dong, forever. And when I say dip 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 dip, you know I mean it from the bottom of my boogity 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 shoe.
My name DJ Ann, and I'm looking forward to seeing my son on Friday, and we're going to celebrate his birthday. And I got him a card and some cheesecake, and I'm going to try to buy pizza. He's going to be 135 this year.
35!
I love that one! And I'm looking forward to seeing him. I'm looking forward to seeing him. And I'm hoping to celebrate his birthday very much.
Is he just coming down for his birthday? Or are they going to spend the weekend as well?
Nope. Just coming down to celebrate his birthday. So, I'm going to get pizza for all of us, and I'm hoping that Ross enjoys his birthday.
Where are you planning on getting the pizza from?
Sophie's or
Domino's.
Yummy.
Yep. How nice. How nice of you.
Yep. I wish I could get see him more often, but he's a very busy person with his his daughter and his girlfriend and his grandson. So I'm very lucky to have him when I see him. So, and I hope everybody enjoys their weekend. And that's all I gotta say. But have a good day.
Amen.
Amen. That's what I say so. That's what I say so too. Thank you.
Oh boy.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to somebody. Happy birthday to you.
Man, if only I was half as good as piano.
Yay!
So
yeah, good time indeed. Woohoo! Oh yeah! Have a pepperoni pizza, have a piece of cake, chocolate cake, yummy! Yay!
Ah,
oh yeah! Great time indeed, best time of my life!
Woo!
Love it! Woo, baby! So where are you, buddy?
I love this party.
Come on, Phil.
Yay!
Yes, I'm Taco Bell.
Happy birthday.
Achoo! And now it's time for Natural Phenomena with DJ Justin. DJ Justin.
All right. Everyone.
Talking about natural phenomena.
All right, everyone.
This would be phenomenon that happens in nature. Isn't that right, Justin?
All right, everyone.
I would like
DJ
to hear
King
more
Snake.
About. I'd like to hear about that. Yeah.
Alright, well, here are a few facts that you probably not know about heat lightning. Heat lightning is not very common here during the other seasons. Heat lightning is only common in the summertime, which a lot of people think that happens all the time, but it does not. Heat lightning is not like normal lightning. The way that it's different is that lightning is 100% different kinds of lightning. The most common heat lightning will be seen in the summertime is a color purple. In different parts of the world, you will see red, purple, and a mix of red, purple, and white lightning. But the one thing to remember is this is very dangerous lightning. It carries more than 150 volts of electricity in every bolt.
Hey, Justin, you're talking about white lightning?
No.
The white lightning? That's the...
No, that one is less dangerous than the heat lightning.
White lightning. I had a great-great-great-great uncle who used to make white lightning up in the hills of... Tennessee.
I find that very hard to believe.
What do you say, Phil?
I like thunderstorms at the Western Massachusetts.
Okay, then. Anybody else want to chime in on this?
I will.
And yeah, I love lightning and thunderstorms. They're beautiful. I wish we can get more of them. I like the sound of light. I like the sound of boom noise. I think they're very cool, and that's that. Anybody else?
I'm kind of the inverse of what Pat thinks about lightning. I just think it just kind of, it just makes me nervous, especially at night when it's like, it's pretty much dark, and it's like, just this split second moment of light, and it's like, catches me off guard. I don't know what's scarier, heat or just regular lightning.
Well, I think at nighttime is the best time because it's pretty much fun.
The thing that bothers me is when it thunders after lightning, and it makes your ears really sore.
I have never heard that, because every time thunder goes off after lightning, my ears don't hurt.
I mean, it really just depends on the intensity of the thunder.
Does anyone else have anything to say?
I do. Like, when lightning goes off, I hear loud booms. It doesn't hurt my ears. I'm fine with it. It doesn't bother me at all. Storms, it doesn't matter what kind of light storm it is, it never bothers me.
Philly.
About 4 hours power outages.
Well, that's for certain places where their power lines are above ground, but if they're underground, you have less chance of the power and electricity going out.
If only I had that luxury.
Does anyone else have anything else to say?
I have had power outages before, and they're no fun, but there's nothing I can do about it. Electricity will come back on when it comes back on. And when I did lose power, it did come back on really soon, so I was okay with it.
Anybody else want to chime in?
Usually when you lose power, it's only because of, like, some loose connection between something and, like, the outlet.
Well, that's not always true. It also can be caused by thunderstorms.
Yeah, that too.
Anybody else want to chime in?
Yes. Like, if a big tree falls on a power line, breaks a wire, that could cause power outages and strong winds, too. Strong winds could knock the telephone pole over, too, and that's what could cause it.
Yeah, but that would be a cause of nature. It doesn't happen as often as people would like to think. Anybody else want to chime in with anything else?
The winds are very dangerous, too.
They can be, but not very common during heat lightning storms. Anybody else want to chime in? Okay, then. This is DJ Kingsnake signing off. Okay, now here are some facts about a famous movie monster named Fred Krueger. Most of you may not know this, but before he became a demon, he was a child murderer from the town of Springwood.
That's not very nice. I don't like that. And I don't like that. That's terrible.
And after that, he...
I don't like that at all.
He started killing more people.
I don't like
and
the
way
killing.
He died,
I don't like
he was
killing.
Burned alive.
How about
in his
let's
boiler
build
room
each other up.
By
we
an angry
that,
mob
please.
Of
let's
all
build
the dead
each
children.
Other up. It should be a yeah, building.
Parents of the dead children took revenge on him, so yeah, he set him on fire, burned him alive in his place.
And the way he was acquitted of all the charges was he was freed on a technicality.
I don't agree with that.
I know that I was crazy. They didn't have enough evidence to hold him, so he just let him go.
Where is the justice?
So the way he started killing all the teen children were in their dreams. He would toy with them for a while, and just as they thought they were safe and got away from the demon, he gutted them like a fish.
I know, awful. Ooh.
Hey guys, you have a happy thought?
Well, there is one happy thought that we do know about Krueger. The happy thought about Krueger is one time in the movie, he was actually part of a video game.
I like some of my brothers' lost levels.
A little bit worse than that.
A lot worse.
My name is Fred Krueger. Freddy Krueger. John Krueger Mellencamp.
You talk about Freddy like that, he'll visit you tonight in your dreams.
Freddy Krueger Mellencamp.
Keep talking like that and he'll definitely visit you in your dreams tonight.
I'm not afraid.
I'm fearless.
Who will be kick your butt? Freddy Krueger!
You can't kill a demon when he controls your nightmares.
DJ Smash Bang! I'm not afraid.
You should be.
No way, Jose!
He has a partner. Do you?
Forget about it, buddy! Show him a boss! Freddy, I'm not boss of me! Mama, knock you out! Freddy Krueger! Rip!
That was great, Phil.
That was great, Philly.
That
great.
Was great, Phil. Alright, how about this?
All aboard!
And now, an exclusive Metal Gym with special guest, Metal Josh, Masters of Metal, talking about Ozzy and Harriet.
Nope, that's not it. That's not it. Come on now. What are you talking about?
Ozzy Osbourne.
Hey guys, what's up? I'm Metal Jim. I'm full of metal, head to my toe. I got metal in my veins, metal in my brains. I love Terror Games.
Hi, I'm Mel Josh. I'm here to tell you about the history about Ozzy Osbourne. John Michael Osbourne was born at the... maternity hospital in Marston Green, then a Warwickshire, on December 3rd, 1948, and growing up in Ashton area, Birmingham, his mother, Leanne Nee Unit, from 1916 to 2001, was a non-observer Catholic who worked at a Lucas factory. His father was John Thomas Jack Osbourne, from 1915 to 1977, worked makeshift as a toolmaker at General Electric Company. Osborne had three older sisters named Jean, Iris, and Jillian. Two younger brothers, Paul and Tony. The family lived in a small bedroom home, 14 Lodge Road in Ashton. Osborne got ganged a name and nickname Ozzy as a child. He dealt with dyslexic at his school. His accent was...
I.
Ozzy was one of the best... I don't know what... Ozzy was one of the best musics that he's done for years. Ozzy's known for loving his fans for years. I mean, he's always loved his family. And I think people would really miss him ever since he's gone. What do you think, guys?
And I love Ozzy Osbourne. I love his song, The Crazy Train, and Mama, I'm Coming Home. And I'm going to really miss Ozzy Osbourne forever. I'm very sad he died. He was like one of the best. He was a real legend.
Yeah, I mean, I think that when people talk about Ozzy, I know a lot of people don't realize that when Ozzy was there for his people, he was when he went to Birmingham in England, he actually played in his hometown. He played in his hometown, and a lot of people cried because he played that "Mama, I'm Coming Home." I saw the video, and a lot of people cried about it because, you know, he was going to retire, but he knew that if he played it in his hometown, everybody was going to miss the great Ozzy Osbourne. Because he was going to retire. I mean, he wanted to retire. He wanted to step down from his music.
Step down, do something else, start a new life. I know. Yeah.
But when we heard the news, everybody realized that, I mean, yes, his older sisters and his two younger brothers are going to miss him. And especially his wife. He spent 43 years with his wife.
I know, it's a long time.
The anniversary. I mean, that was tremendous. 43 years with Sharon.
I can't even talk. Everyone else is talking. Yeah, people love Ozzy Osbourne. They love their music.
Well, he's made a lot of music over the years.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you got to think of a lot of old songs he's made for years. He's been in Black Sabbath.
Even Crazy Train.
Yeah. Can you name a song that from Black Sabbath?
I forgot.
Pig War.
War Pigs.
Iron Man.
Yep.
Who else?
Let's see.
Lot of others.
I mean, you got to think of eventually when he actually made. Who was his manager? Can anybody know?
I forget.
Don't know.
His wife.
Oh, Sharon. His wife. Cool.
Sharon Osbourne became his wife during when he was in Black Sabbath. I mean, when he married Sharon, he knew. She was the one to manage his whole entire career of his music. And Sharon was always there to stand by his side. I mean, there was that song that he did, which is Changes. And him and his daughter sung together. I mean, everybody was really touched because, you know, not a lot of people like rock and roll, but you got to realize that.
What was his son's name? No, was he?
His son? His yeah. son's name is Jack.
Jack? Jack who?
Jack.
I'm Earl Jim. Now we go listen to Ozzy song. Listen to some tunes from Ozzy Osbourne. Here we go. Head pounding, eyes bleeding, beers breaking, ears breaking, bowels are exploding.
Bowels exploding.
Kaboom. Kaboom. Kaboom.
The Adventures of Ozzy and Harriet, starring the entire Nelson family. Here's Ozzy. Here's Harriet. Here's David. And here's Ricky. Here they are, America's favorite family, the Nelsons.
Times are strange, here I come, but I ain't the same. Mama, I'm coming home. Time come by, it seems to be, you could have been a better friend to me. Mama, I'm coming home. You took me in and you drove me out, yeah. Me hypnotized, lost and found and turned around by the fire in your eyes. You made me cry, you told me lies, but I can't stand to say goodbye. Mama, I'm coming home. I could be right, I could be wrong. It hurts so bad, it's been so long. Mama, I'm coming home. Selfish love, yeah, we're both alone. Right before the fall, yeah. But I'm gonna take this heart of stone. I just got to have it all. I've seen your face a hundred times. Every
this. Not close, close. Just make sure you're
when I'm done.
You're going like this, like an L. And then, okay. And make sure when you talk, you go like this.
Oh, hi everyone. Hey everyone. This is DJ Miss. And, this is my first time doing this. So let's talk about Patrick and Mickey vacation.
Yay!
Yay! I did it!
You did it, yay!
DJ Pat, I'll be talking about my cruise vacation on September 10th on my birthday. I'll be leaving to go on my cruise. We'll be taking a train to New York City and getting off of New York City to go on our cruise ship. And we're going to go to the Playa del Caribbean and the Bahamas. And I'm just going to enjoy being on a ship, being going to swimming pool and going in a hot tub and watching movies and stuff. It's going to be so much fun.
We have to be at 5 o'clock in the morning to go on the train. The train would be a 4 hour, I think.
At least 4 hours. I'm going to enjoy a train ride, too. A train ride is going to be nice and smooth and relaxing. I love trains. I've been on train rides before in Vermont. They're so much fun. They're so cool. And I've been on a cruise ship before in the past, and that cruise ship was a lot of fun. There was a lot of free food, a lot of cool hot tubs, a lot of cool swimming pools and stuff. And it's going to be the same thing on this cruise ship. I'm looking forward to it. Yeah, I'm so excited. I'm looking forward to it. I can't wait to go on this cruise ship. And when I come back, I'll tell you a lot more about it. Can't wait. What are you going to do on a cruise ship, Mickey?
I'm going to go to the pool.
I'm going to go to the hot tub, and I'm going to eat a lot of free food. Chinese food and Italian food, like pizza and spaghetti and maybe some lasagna.
I'd eat for pizza, maybe for ice cream, maybe all type of food.
And for Chinese food, I'm eating those chicken, egg roll, and pork fried rice and chow mein.
We maybe did go to the casino. We don't
and
know what they want.
Go to the casino, too.
We don't know what they want on the boat, but we probably find one.
Last time when I went on a cruise ship, they had a nice big casino downstairs, so they might have one down there, too.
We made for money. And that made to buy a car.
I might win some good money on blackjack or $1 slot machines. Yeah, I'm going to dance with all the beautiful girls. Check out all the beautiful girls, too.
I may be in the pool all day.
Me too. I'm going to be in the pool and hot tub all day and stuff. And I'm going to swim in the Caribbean Islands and swim in Bahama Islands, too. It's going to be so beautiful. Can't wait. And I'm just going to jump in the water, I'm going to do a huge cannonball, biggest cannonball in the whole world, and all beautiful girls will like that, it'll be cheering me on and everything.
Really, Pat?
Yes, Mickey.
The beautiful girls, they do that to you?
Yeah, they do.
I
won't get seasick.
Oh, did that water over Chris?
Yeah, water Chris's sister.
She did it all wet.
We're getting all soaky wet. It's going to feel very good, though.
Okay. All wet.
Soaky wet.
Would the water be cold or warm?
Water would be so warm and smoothing and relaxing.
Yay!
And enjoyable.
Yay. The pool would be really big, I think.
Yes, it would be very nice. And That's pretty much it for now. DJ Pat signing out.
Do they make you find out?
I don't think I have anything yet.
Yay!
That was awesome, right?
It's awesome, Alyssa.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic point aboard this tiny ship. The mate was a mighty sailor man, skipper brave and sure. Five passengers set sail that day for a 3-hour tour, a 3-hour tour. The weather started getting rough, the tiny ship was tossed. If not for the courage of a fearless crew, the middle would be lost. The middle would be lost. The ship set ground on the shore of this uncharted desert isle, with Gilligan, the skipper too. A millionaire and his wife, a movie star, the professor and this is the tale of our castaways. They're here for a long, long time. They'll have to make the best of things. It's an uphill climb. But first mate and his skipper too will do their very best to make the others comfortable in their tropic island nest.
No phone,
no lights,
no motor car, not a single luxury. Like Robinson Crusoe, it's primitive as can be. So join us here each week, my friends. You're sure to get a smile from seven stranded castaways here on Gilligan's Isle.
So Mickey.
Yes.
Yes. So you're going to be sailing on a giant cruise ship to the Bahamas.
Yes, I will.
So, are you guys going to visit some islands? You're going to visit some of the Bahama island Caribbean islands you said.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. Very nice. And you got to be careful because. They tell you when to get back to the boat, right? They say you're going to be... Yeah, where's Patrick? Where is he? You guys want to share a mic or get on another mic? Let's go. Let's hear more about this cruise. Down over there, buddy.
Get a mic, Mickey.
Let's pull it down. Here we go. All right, yeah, pull it down to where you are. Yep. Bend it the other way. Here we go. All right, we're just getting our mic situated. Okay, so here we go. We got Patrick. And Mickey going to tell us a little bit more about there. I just had some questions because...
Okay.
I just want to, you know, ask some questions. So anyway, you're going to be on a cruise. You're going to stop off at some islands along the way. You're going to have fun on the boat, but then you're going to stop at an island. You guys going to go on the island, right?
Yeah, we're going to walk on island and visit the island for a little while, but because we have to be back on our ship at a certain time. If we're not back at a certain time, we'll miss our cruise and we'll be stuck on that island. That won't be as good.
Yeah, and then, you know, because they blow that big horn, right? We just heard that horn.
A big horn.
We heard it.
I may buy a t-shirt.
Okay, you're going to buy a t-shirt. Excellent.
I might buy a t-shirt too and a pair of pants maybe.
Excellent.
Well, don't buy too much. Don't buy a fancy t-shirt.
A fancy t-shirt is good.
Fancy t-shirt's nice.
Maybe something that says...
cruise ship on it.
You know?
And a picture of a cruise ship on it.
Pirates of the Caribbean. Yeah, pirates.
Pirates of the Caribbean.
So what happens, you know, they're going to leave you behind if you don't get back on the boat, though, on time.
You'll be in the Bahamas forever.
You'll be in the Bahamas, right. You just might have,
in the Bahamas.
Just might have to live there.
May have to live there.
Is that okay, though? I mean, that might be kind of fun. What do you think?
Might be fun to live in the Bahamas. Might be fun to live on there.
I mean, you know, you might just... You might just go down there.
You might
just go down there and decide, hey, I like it. I'm going to just stay here.
So I'm going to live here forever for the rest of my life.
Then we have to bury buried there.
There's no viability on Bahamas.
That's true. Probably no viability there. I'm pretty sure. I would probably be there.
But
it's okay.
There's plenty of stuff to do there.
So plenty of things. What would you do if you got stuck on the island?
I'll swim over there all the time, and I'll build a nice cabin island and live in my own cabin. Mickey will too. He'll go swimming every morning, every night, every day. Look for crabs.
Look for crabs.
Look for lobsters.
All right.
Night Billy would be there too, right?
No viability.
So would you just survive on the ocean and the animals that you find, or would you try to find a job somewhere?
I'll try to find a job somewhere on Bahamas.
What do you think you'd do, Mickey?
I'll eat every day of the week.
I'll get a job catching lobsters and catching crabs. I'll do that job.
Lobster man. All right. Crab man. Crab man Patrick. Okay.
Crab man me.
I've heard that's hard work. Hard work to catch. All right, Josh is back here talking about
Mayhew
spears. All right.
Bahama.
What are you doing? Say.
Mayhew tool at Bahamas.
Mayhew tools at Bahamas. Probably not.
Probably not.
But you could create your own spear, though, and try to sell it to Mayhew.
Think of Native Americans. How do you think they survive? They actually make tools out of wood. They actually make wood. They make wooden spears.
They fold wooden spears out of fish, and that's how they catch a fish.
They take the spear and they go like this. It means that they caught the fish.
I've
seen Native Americans survive on anything. They will make bows out of tree branches, and they would actually make the actual bow. And think of
Mayhew tool and not a Bahama.
Can make our own bow and arrow, catch the fish and animals, and eat food.
Yeah, well, think of what can you actually make out of a spear? You need to have special tools to make knives. You need to make special things to make out of bows, because you would have to try to bend the tree branch to actually make a bow. Think of Rambo. I mean, think how he survived.
I saw all the Rambo movies. I saw how he survived. It's crazy.
Have you seen Rambo?
Well, if you live on the beach, you won't get the food. Also, you don't get no food if you're on the beach.
That's true. You know, the tide might come in and carry you out to sea.
Carry me out to sea. Who knows?
Yeah.
Or tsunami.
It comes in, sweeps you up, it goes out, carries you out. You might catch up to the boat, but I doubt it. I don't know. What would you do? If you're stuck on the island.
I'll call for help.
Who would you call?
911.
911. I'm stuck on the Bahamas.
I'm stuck in Bahamas. Please, come rescue me.
Please help me. I can't get. You know, I don't know if they'd believe you. Because who on earth would say, I'm stuck on the Bahamas and I want to get out?
They probably won't believe it. They might think, hey, you're making this up. Cut it out.
Hey, think of the movie that Tom Hanks made. Right, what was that? Go ahead. Think of the movie that Tom Hanks made.
Yeah, what was that? It was Halfway, I think.
Yeah. Halfway, yeah.
What did he say when he was on the... He made a fire. What did he say?
I made fire! Fire! Remember,
he made a face out of a coconut by using a special tool to make
and
the face.
And he made with... Wilson.
Wilson was the ball.
His friend.
He had a ball that he found that washed ashore and named it Wilson.
Wilson.
And his girlfriend forgot about him, and then she married somebody else at the end of the movie.
Can anybody think what...
Wait, Pat?
How long he's been on that island?
I heard that like 4 years, and her girlfriend that forgot about her, and then she dated somebody else now.
He's been there for like 20 years.
I think his girlfriend married the volleyball, isn't that right? She married the Wilson.
No. She married somebody else.
Married some guy.
He got mad about it.
He wasn't happy about it. GJ Pat signing out.
DJ Mitt, you sign out.
Signing out.
It's time to sign out.
Hey, we're missing somebody. Where's Metal Jim? Where'd he go? Is he signing out? He already signed out. Oh, sorry. Who's that? Is that Jim?
I'm signing out.
Hey, Jim. What would you do if you were stuck in the Bahamas, Jim? What would you do?
If I got stuck?
Yeah. What would you do?
Get a helicopter.
Get a helicopter and fly out of there?
Yeah.
Where would you fly to? Here. Where would you go?
Boston.
This is DJ Melissa, and I'm on the Good Show Lollipop.
I wish Mother was here.
This is the Candyland Hour for all good children. The orchestra will play our theme song.
You know that song, don't you?
Sure I do.
Well, then sing it. Come on, Johnny, sing it.
I've thrown away my toys, even my drum and trains. I want to make some noise with real life aeroplanes. Someday I'm going to fly. I'll be a pilot too. And when I do, how would you like to be my crew? On the good ship, Lollipop, it's a sweet trip to a candy shop where bonbons play on the sunny beach in Peppermint Bay. Lemonade stands everywhere, Cracker Jack bands fill the air, and there you are. Happy landing on a chocolate bar. See the sugar bowl, do the Tootsie Roll with the big bad devil's food cake. If you eat too much, you'll awake with a tummy ache. On the good ship, Lollipop, it's a night trip. Into bed you hop and dream away. On the good ship, Lollipop. On the good ship, Lollipop. It's a sweet trip to a candy shop where bonbons play on the sunny beach of Peppermint Bay. Lemonade stands everywhere, Cracker Jack bands fill the air, and there you are. Happy landing on a chocolate bar. See the sugar bowl, do the Tootsie Roll with the big fat devil's food cake. If you eat too much, you'll awake with a tummy ache. On the good ship, Lollipop, it's a night trip. Into bed you hop and dream away. On the good ship, Lollipop.
You'll awake with a tummy ache.
On the good ship, Lollipop.
It's a night trip. Into bed you hop and dream away. On the good ship, Lollipop.
See how I've ever been alone.